You're listening to SBS News.
Mining giant Rio Tinto will part ways with its boss and two senior executives amid controversy over the destruction of the Juukan Gorge caves. Chief Executive Jean-Sébastien Jacques will resign when a replacement is found, or by the end of March next year, while Head of Iron Ore Chris Salisbury and Head of Corporate Relations Simone Niven have also quit. The National Native Title Council is welcoming the resignations, but says more needs to be done. NNTC Chief Executive Jamie Lowe is calling for federal and state laws to better protect cultural heritage and Indigenous representation on Rio Tinto's board.
We need a dramatic cultural shift within these blue chip, multi-billion dollar companies. And the only way we're going to be able to do that is what we've done. We've drawn a line in the sand and we've said enough's enough. And there's a power within the people, and we need to keep that momentum going until we see significant change.
In May, the 46,000-year-old Indigenous site was blown up during a mine expansion, damaging priceless artefacts linking the traditional owners to their ancestors. A parliamentary inquiry has heard Rio could have avoided destroying the site, but kept alternative development plans for its Brockman 4 mine secret from traditional owners. In a statement, Rio Tinto Chairman Simon Thompson said,
"We are determined to regain the trust of the Putu Kunti Kurama and Pinikura people and other traditional owners. We have listened to our stakeholders' concerns that a lack of individual accountability undermines our ability to rebuild that trust and to move forward."
The resignations come after a revolt by company investors who slammed the stripping of financial bonuses as woefully inadequate. James Fitzgerald from the Australian Centre for Corporate Responsibility has commended the sensible approach by shareholders. Mr. Fitzgerald says executives displayed a lack of leadership in the months following the destruction of the caves.
"From the investor's point of view, this is a matter of self-interest. You don't just look at Rio Tinto's share price today. The loss of reputation in relation to communities means that it's going to be a lot harder for Rio Tinto to be accepted in new areas for new mines in the future."
Concerns have been raised over inadequate government regulation in Western Australia, giving mining companies free rein over Indigenous cultural sites. The state's Aboriginal Affairs Minister, Ben Wyatt, hopes to introduce tougher laws to Parliament by the end of the year. Mr. Wyatt says the draft bill will require much stronger engagement between miners and Aboriginal communities.
"The 1972 Aboriginal Heritage Act is woeful. I'm really pleased that over the last 3 years we've been working on this and are now in a position and have released a draft bill that embeds the Aboriginal voice into the heritage arrangement, something that hasn't occurred before."
Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan has defended the actions of the state government, which approved plans to expand the mine.
"Well, the approvals were put in place in 2013 under the last Liberal National Government. It was obviously a disappointing set of events, very disappointing. These were priceless pieces of Australian history. Obviously, the company has made their own decision around their senior executives. I'll leave those decisions to the company."
Jennifer Liu, SBS News.